information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
It's Tuesday, November 21st, 2017, and we have another slew of sexual allegations, this time affecting John Conyers, Charlie Moore, and others. But we're going to take a look at what's happening in the Congress, as well as in state legislators. This is the story about Conyers is just the, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. It is much, much deeper than this. What is alleged in the documents that have been reported by BuzzFeed about Conyers is that there was a $27,000 payout, that it came out of Conyers' budget. And yet we have learned last week that there was anywhere between $15 and $17 million that have been paid out in sexual harassment charges in Congress. Why isn't this being talked about? Why isn't Nancy Pelosi talking about this? Why isn't Paul Ryan talking about this? Why are we not allowed to know? Because that's money that we are paying for. That's money that's coming out of the taxpayers' funds. So we're going to be talking about the sexual charges there. And also we're going to be joined by Charles Ortel. If you remember last week, he joined us, gave us a lot of information about the Clinton Foundation that he's been studying in detail for years. And at the time that he had came on the program last week, they had just released their latest financial statement. So we want to get him back on, take a look at that. Also take a look at Uranium One, the updates that we have seen on Uranium One, and Hillary Clinton fantasizing about being president on Earth Two. She's like, and if you can, we'll play the clip for you, but when you look at it, she's got that kind of wild-eyed look that she had when they dropped the balloons. So she's dropped this number on us now. I tell you, this lady truly is getting very deranged. This is going on for a year. She cannot grasp reality. And she, as soon as that guy threw that Earth 2 idea out to her, she latched onto it and started fantasizing. Yes, yes, if I were president. It's really kind of pathetic, but very comical. And of course, there's new allegations even about Bill Clinton. We're going to talk about that as well. As you're traveling this weekend, people are saying that TSA PreCheck, they're complaining because they're saying, hey, we went through all this trouble. We gave our private information to the TSA, and now it's taking us longer to get through the lines than the other people who are just going through the regular line. And this is a report from USA Today. They say, and here's the defense from the TSA. They said, well, sometimes they just randomly give pre-check status to passengers. And they said, because of that, the regular line had four or five passengers, while pre-check had at least 20 passengers deep. When they talk about giving pre-check status randomly to people, can you get it through your head that this is nothing but security theater? I mean, they're just handing this stuff out at random to people. It is a joke, but it is a cruel joke that is being played on us. It is conditioning, as we pointed out time and time again. It is conditioning for you that, and this is straight out of B.F. Skinner, the whole idea of positive operant conditioning, clicker training when you do it to an animal. And he's very successful at doing that. I mean, he's the people who have adopted his tactics for training animals are the best animal trainers out there. They don't punish the animals if they don't do the right thing. They just kind of lead them along. And as soon as they do the right kind of behavior, you instantly reward them. And so that's what happens in the airports. We're being clicker trained, if you will. You know, you can, if you do exactly what I tell you to do, let me put my hands on you. You go through this line, you do this, you do that. I'll reward you with being able to travel in the United States of America, land of the slave. Okay? That's where we are right now. And that's, you have to understand where this is leading us. We just played the other day the picture of the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Glendale, California, and everybody having to go through TSA type of scanning to get to a Christmas tree lighting ceremony at a shopping center area. Welcome to America. When are we going to have enough? When are we going to take back our freedom and dignity? That was the title of B.F. Skinner's book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity. That's where we are right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, November the 21st. Many of you are traveling. This is the busiest traveling time of the year. And I was just talking about TSA conditioning and people upset that even though they're trying to play the game with TSA, now they're finding that it is taking longer for them to get through the pre-check lines because the TSA admits, hey, we just randomly hand those things out. I mean, there's no security. You think you're giving up your freedoms and you're getting something in return? You're not getting anything in return. Just understand that as you're going through these lines, as you look at how we have become, I don't know. I just think it is so disgraceful to look at the way we have been enslaved and how we have been fine with it, because they promise us that we'll be safe and secure if we just give up our freedom, and we become slaves when we do that. And along that line, you know, I'm looking at Kim Jong-un. The headline on Daily Mail is that he's banning fun. North Korean dictator outlaws drinking and singing in a bid to tighten his grip on the population. He has reportedly banned gatherings involving drinking and singing and new measures designed to increase control over the population. Maybe we should call him Kim Unfun, because he can't have any fun in North Korea. No, you can't cut loose. And it's really about the repression and the economic repression, the poverty that's there. I mean, does anybody in North Korea have any food to or drink anyway? As we look at Thanksgiving, we should think about the difference in our system, because our kids are constantly told in school that our system here is horrible. Well, actually, no. All these kids who are now embracing socialism and Marxism because it's so trendy, they love Bernie Sanders, but they don't understand that it is free markets that have given us, and this free market system that has given us this type of freedom. And of course, God as well. I mean, there's multiple lessons when you go back and talk to your family about Thanksgiving, isn't there? I mean, we can see the providence of God and what happened to the pilgrims there, the stories of Squanto helping them, and all the things that happened in his life. I'm not going to go into that, but when you look at the economic lessons from Thanksgiving and the fact that they nearly starved to death. Why? Because they had a common area. They tried communism first. And the pilgrims nearly starved to death because they said, we're just going to have everybody work here. We're all going to eat out of the common area. And a lot of people were not working. What a surprise. That's human nature, isn't it? And what they said after that was, they said, no, everybody's going to have a plot of land and you're going to work to grow your own food. Now other people can feed you if you have a problem. It's voluntary to them. But basically, if you don't work, you don't eat. And again, there is charity, so that if somebody has some specific issues that happen, and let's say maybe that they were injured, or maybe something happened on their property and they couldn't get a crop together, then others would step in and help them. It wasn't that hard. They weren't that hard-hearted towards people. But nevertheless, they nearly starved when they tried a communist economy. And then after they said, no, we're going to have separate plots and grow this, then they started to prosper. And again, we give the glory to God as we look at the providence of God in the story of Thanksgiving as well. So those are things to talk about to your kids to try to push back against the narrative that is fed to them in the government schools, in the media, by the politicians who tell them they all have a right to the labor of other people. No, you don't. Other people, because they're Christians or because they're charitable, they may give you help. They probably will give you help. If they know at a local level, and that's why we shouldn't have welfare, we should have charity, because individuals who are there who directly give the money instead of institutionalizing this, whether it is through a big charity like the Clinton Foundation, where they skim the money off the top, or something even worse, the federal government. I actually think the federal government is worse than the Clinton Foundation. Let's understand that. And yeah, it is corrupt, and they have exchanged money for power and influence. Isn't that what our government does? At the same time, when it puts out this system of socialism and rewards, don't they trade this all off for political power and influence? So let's understand that when you have a one-on-one relation, when you have local charities, when you know the people and you know who is just slacking off and who really has had a hard time, because time and chance overtakes us all, doesn't it? There are times when you help other people, and there's times when you say to other people, hey, you need to work a little bit harder, and that determination can be made. That was, the lesson of Thanksgiving as you head home. Maybe you can talk about that. That'll probably give you some arguments at home, but not as much as if you're arguing about Trump and Hillary Clinton. Here's Newsweek comparing Donald Trump to Charles Manson. How murderer Charles Manson and Donald Trump used language to gain followers. Yeah, they used language. I don't know. This is a reach, but of course, understand, this is Newsweek. These are the people who were telling us, by the way, in the early 80s that we were going to be out of oil within 6 to 8 years. Newsweek has been wrong about everything. I've brought that magazine in many times and showed it on air, and I'm sure I will show it again someday. But now they're saying about Charles Manson and Donald Trump, they're trying to lump the two of them together. This is a report from Breitbart. They said, our current president speaks in an emotional or effective way to large numbers of people in our country who feel kind of alienation or disconnection from the government. Well, doesn't everyone do that? Who is a leader? Who is a communicator? Who is a politician? And that's what he says on here. That the author of this, Daniel Flynn, says, yes, leaders persuade and water is wet. But there was an interesting thing here, which is why I pull this up. An interesting anecdote from the Weatherman. Remember yesterday I said that Charles Manson, in trying to create the race war that he called Helter Skelter, really was doing the same thing that Black Lives Matter and Antifa and people like Bill Ayers are doing now, right? I said Bill Ayers, who stopped the revolution of bombing people, went into education because that's where he could do the most damage. And so this is an interesting story here about the Weatherman. They said, who, as Students for Democratic Society, the members rioted with Jerry Rubin in Chicago in 68. They idolized Charles Manson in 69. As a matter of fact, in honor of Manson, a Weatherman cadre named themselves The Fork. Why did they call themselves The Fork? Well, this is because, as I said, Diggett first, and this is Bill Ayers' wife, Bernadine Dorn. She was talking about Charles Manson and what the Manson clan had done. She said, Diggett, first they killed those pigs. Then they ate dinner in the same room with him. Then they even shoved a fork into the victim's stomach. Wild. Yeah, that's Bernadine Dornan, who is still with Bill Ayers, still touring the country, still going around organizing the progressive left and Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And so, yes, the spirit of Charles Manson is still alive. It's still alive in people like Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. And they actually named themselves The Fork because they thought that was such a great thing. So as he concludes here in his article, he says, yeah, it doesn't really tell us anything about Donald Trump or Charles Manson. What it tells us is something about Newsweek. It's kind of like a Rorschach's test for Newsweek, how they can look at an event like this and see that in it. Now, there's more news about Google's plan to isolate Russian media. RT is talking about it, and as we saw over the weekend, Google is now put up for InfoWars for Alex Jones. They now put up a little subtitle there that pushes back against things that we have said. And basically, they put up a straw man argument about controversial topics. And of course, they put up what Snopes and others have said about InfoWars rather than letting you make the decision yourself. What they're doing is they're labeling us as fake news now when you search for InfoWars. And that's what they're doing to RT. They're going to work to reduce the presence of Russian media. So they talk about RT, they talk about Sputnik. But remember, it was the Washington Post who attacked Matt Drudge and said, look, he features Russian media. And they put in RT, they put in Sputnik. But the one that they featured more than RT and Sputnik was InfoWars, labeling us as Russian media. And then shortly after that, we saw this from Google, labeling us as false media. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about Google's plan to isolate Russian media, but understand that they include InfoWars in Russian media. You saw that with the Washington Post. This is all very orchestrated. These are not independent groups that are, there's a narrative that they're putting out. Washington Post, Google, and others are putting out this narrative. You saw it where they said the Drudge Report is putting out Russian propaganda. Look, here's articles from InfoWars, RT, and Sputnik. And then they kept talking about InfoWars. They put up three articles from InfoWars and one from Sputnik in this particular day. And look at how InfoWars is shooting up in the metrics of activity for websites. We've got to do something about this. We've had congressional hearings where they said we've got to do something about it. Now Twitter is saying that they are going to look at offline activity. And if you're associated with a particular political belief or a particular political group, they're going to shut you down. They're talking about this openly in Congress and doing it this weekend, doing it to Roger Stone's Stone Cold Truth after they shut him down individually. They shut down the news site that he had, which is just putting out articles, not really any commentary, talking or criticizing any reporters. I mean, the stuff that he had done in the first place to get him a lifetime ban off of Twitter was absolutely nothing compared to what you see leftists do all the time and get away with it. And we had many people putting that out in memes. But then they went after his news organization. And they've made it very clear that they're going to shut down news organizations. As RT is talking about, they say Google's plan to isolate Russian media is an act of information warfare. Yeah, it is an info war, isn't it? And they're losing it, as Hillary Clinton said. So what are they going to do? They're just going to knock over the game board with all the pieces on it. They're going to nuke the game board. Which is what you do in Risk when you're losing. You just knock the board over and nuke the map. Google's announcement that it is working to reduce the presence of Russian media in its news feeds has been slammed by lawmakers and political commentators as an act of aggression, which will have global impact on the freedom of speech and on thought. They said this is an open form of information warfare that is being waged right now, a bombardment, a direct aggression against Russian news outlets, said the deputy chairman of the Russian organization, told RT. And then, of course, we have the quotes from Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Alphabet, which is a parent company of Google. And he said that Alphabet is trying to engineer the systems, quote unquote, trying to engineer the systems to prevent RT and Sputnik content from reaching a wider audience. Understand that they're talking about InfoWars, too, even though they're talking about RT and Sputnik. Every time they talk about this, they mention InfoWars. They link us together in these articles when they talk about Russian influence. Again, it's InfoWars. We don't have any in contact with the Russian government at all. But they're enacting these forms of censorship to apply to everybody. And it's already being applied to InfoWars. And they point out when you start censoring anyone, they're going to censor everyone. And that's the real issue. Justin Raimondo at Anti-War said, who is a foreign agent? Will the BBC be forced to issue a disclaimer with every broadcast, with every web posting saying, proceed with caution, British propaganda ahead? But that's what Google is already doing to InfoWars when you look us up. They give you a warning and say, this is fake news because Snopes says so. And Google puts that there. So proceed with caution. This is Russian propaganda. Is what they're trying to say. They say, are we supposed to believe that RT and Sputnik threw the election for Donald Trump? That's what they're trying to tell people. No, nobody believes that. InfoWars had a great deal of influence in this last election. Thanks to you. Thanks to your support. But we didn't throw the election. Donald Trump had understood what people want to see. The Trump agenda that he campaigned on is what got him elected. The idea that we have people in Washington like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan who continuously promise things to the voters on key issues, then cavalierly throw it out, just like George H.W. Bush. Remember when he ran and said, read my lips, no new taxes? Why did he say that? Because he had criticized Ronald Reagan's tax cuts, called them voodoo economics. And everybody believed that he was going to raise taxes. And he said, no, I'm never going to raise taxes. Read my lips, no new taxes. That was his campaign slogan, his de facto campaign slogan. And then as soon as he got elected, he gave us the biggest tax increase we had ever seen. And as the reporters asked him about it, he said, as he was jogging, he said, "Read my hips," and just ran off. I was done with the Republican Party at that point. And people are done with the Republican Party because of what Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and others like that, especially in the Senate, are doing in terms of throwing out their promises cavalierly in the same way that George H.W. Bush did. That's why President Trump won. And we were giving you that story, even though the mainstream media was focusing on trivia, focusing on personality, trying to shut down that information. We were giving you that information here at InfoWars. That's why they hate us. And that's why we need your support. We have some new Black Friday specials, Cyber Monday specials. Today, for Tuesday, we have a special on Silver Bullet. Our colloidal silver is only $9.95. Plus free shipping, that's 67% off the retail price. And of course, it has 30 parts per million of silver in a pure base of deionized water. And silver is very important from an antibacterial standpoint. When I look at these specials today, we got Silver Bullet and we got Knockout. Those are two things that I take with me whenever I travel. Knockout, because it has melatonin, has valerian root, L-tryptophan, the stuff that's in turkey. That helps to get you sleepy. Of course, a big meal will help to get you sleepy, but it's also the L-tryptophan in the turkey that helps to get you sleepy. So it's natural ingredients. Melatonin is a hormone that your body naturally produces. Many people will take melatonin with them to try to overcome jet lag when they travel to a different time zone. And so when you have something like Knockout, that's a great way with, has melatonin and other things to help to put you to sleep, to help, adjust to a different time zone wherever you're going, or even just to help you get to sleep when it's kind of stressful situations, not where you're usually sleeping. So these are great things that I take with me whenever I travel. Silver Bullet, because I want to have something to fight bacterial infection, and Knockout, because I want something to help me adjust to a different time zone. Now, Knockout is also 50% off plus free shipping. As I said, Silver Bullet is 67% off plus free shipping, so it's $9.95. Finally, we have Brain Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Before we go to break, and I'm not going to get into the sexual accounts until the next segment, so when we come back from break, I'll talk about that. I find it interesting that there's hundreds of victims of the Las Vegas shooting that have now filed five lawsuits in L.A. Most of them were from L.A. A lot of people just traveled from L.A. to Vegas for the concert. And, or I guess maybe you could also say that people in California are more likely to sue. Nevertheless, I think this is a very interesting data point. As we look at 450 people involved in lawsuits, there's another four lawsuits brought by relatives of victims who were killed or severely injured. This is a very different approach that has been taken versus, let's say, the Sandy Hook situation, where they didn't sue until about 24 hours before the deadline to have that lawsuit filed expired. Was it 2 or 3 years? They right away went after the gun owners, but they didn't go after the school. These people are targeting Mandalay Bay, the organizers of the Country Music Festival, and the estate of shooter Stephen Paddock. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David
Knight. Give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Another day, another raft of sexual assaults and harassments exposed. I want to start with the first one, and that's the one that is the story that was broken by BuzzFeed about John Conyers. As they point out, he is the longest serving member currently of the House of Representatives. And they have exposed some documents that said were released to them about an individual who was sexually harassed there. And she said, when you make private settlements, it doesn't warn the next woman or the next person going into that situation. So like the situation we saw with Uranium One, a non-disclosure agreement, you sign this and you're gagged to talk about it. We see the same type of thing coming from the power brokers in Washington. BuzzFeed is saying that there were 4 signed affidavits, 3 of which were notarized, from former staff members who allege that John Conyers, the ranking Democrat on the powerful House Judiciary Committee, repeatedly made sexual advances to female staff that included requests for sexual favors, contacting and transporting other women with whom they believed Conyers was having affairs, caressing their hands, sexually rubbing their legs and backs in public. 4 people involved in the case verified that the documents are authentic. And they have clips here from the documents itself, the parties warrant, they've read the agreement, so forth and so on. So you can see in the article from BuzzFeed what they say are the settlement agreements. And again, this is kind of like you get paid this, and they agreed to pay them this one individual, $27,000 an agreement for her to be quiet, and then she was essentially blackballed, would not be allowed to work in the future. And they say over the last couple of decades, they're saying, and now there wasn't a time period that was put on it before. Now they're saying, well, we paid out $15 million. Now they're a little bit more specific. They're saying the Congress's Office of Compliance paid out $17 million for 264 settlements with federal employees over 20 years for various violations, including sexual harassment. Now, this $27,000 that was paid out to this one individual, they paid her over 3 months, and then she was done. She wasn't going to be able to work anymore. That came out of Conyers' office budget rather than the designated fund for settlements. So they've got a fund for settlements because that's the way they do business on Capitol Hill. We're not allowed to know who these individuals are. So there's no reports as to whether or not it is staff or whether it's congressmen. Let me give you a guess. It's probably congressmen who are doing this because that's why they're keeping this secret. And, of course, no information whatsoever from Nancy Pelosi. Nobody asks her about that. Remember she had the press conference last week? Nobody asked Nancy Pelosi about Al Franken, and she didn't talk about Al Franken? Well, I mean, he's a senator. She's in the House of Representatives. I want to know what's going on here in terms of the House of Representatives. Why isn't Nancy Pelosi talking about this as a Democrat woman who is all about supporting women? Why wouldn't she be concerned about this? Why wouldn't she be talking about it? Why wouldn't Paul Ryan be talking about this? Why can't we have some disclosure? Of course, over the 20 years that they're saying, we had, during that period of time, we had a Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, who was a pedophile. I wonder if any of these settlements were being paid out on his behalf. We're not allowed to know. We just pay the money and shut up. We're not allowed to know. This is, we're just peons. We don't have any say-so in our government, as they say over and over again. We're not stakeholders. They're the ones holding the stakes, and they're the ones driving the stakes through our hearts. It needs to be the other way around. As this one person said, it's a designed cover-up. You feel like they were betrayed by their government just for coming forward, and it's like being abused twice. Yes, exactly. It's going on in the Congress. It is also going on in state houses as well. Sexual harassment trouble is mounting in state houses around the country, reports USA Today. They said since last year, just since last year, at least 40 lawmakers, nearly all men, so not all men, but nearly all men, so there's some women involved in this, in 20 states have been publicly accused by more than 100 people of some form of sexual misconduct or harassment. And I would point out, too, notice that there's usually more than one victim. There's usually a pattern of behavior. Have you noticed the patterns of behavior? You notice the patterns of behavior with Harvey Weinstein inviting people up to his motel room privately and then coming out in a robe or maybe less than a robe. Situations with George H.W. Bush where he likes to roll the wheelchair up and grab people's fannies, girls' fannies. Maybe men too. I don't know. Nobody's come out. But he admitted that. This is not simply an allegation. He admitted that. And after the first two or three, they stopped talking about it. But it's always a pattern of behavior. It's a pattern of behavior with Gloria Allred, isn't it, as well? She did the same thing to Roy Moore that she did to Donald Trump. And I believe it's false accusations. We'll talk about that later. But there's always a pattern of behavior. Louis C.K., another good example of that. Bill Clinton, always the same pattern of behavior. And it's repeated over and over again, especially if somebody comes after kids. That's why it is so important to do something about pedophiles. Are we doing anything about that? Are any of these state houses doing anything about getting rid of the statute of limitations on pedophile charges? No. Is there any investigation into the many, many, many cases of UN peacekeeper troops involved in pedophile rings in the countries that they're occupying? No. Nothing is being done by that. If these people were really serious about it, they'd be doing something about the UN peacekeeping pedophile rings. They'd be doing something about changing the statute of limitations for pedophiles. And they would be telling us about these individuals who are sexually harassing others and then having the state or the federal taxpayers bail them out. But they keep all of that under the counter. That tells you something, doesn't it? Here's one example. When Kirsten Anderson submitted a memo detailing her concern about sexual harassment at the Iowa Capitol, she expected comments about women in the office, their sex lives, their breast sizes, lengths of skirts worn by teenage pages. She expected those comments to stop. Instead, she got fired 7 hours later from her job with the Iowa Republican Senate caucus. So instead of them cleaning this up, instead of them reprimanding the individuals, the woman who blew the whistle is the one who gets fired, and we see that all the time. It doesn't matter whether it's sexual misconduct or something else. If you blow the whistle on some politician who is engaged in unethical or illegal conduct, you're going to get fired. And we've seen this, whether it's intelligence services, CIA whistleblowers about torture, John Kiriakou, others, they're the ones who get fired. They're the ones who go to jail. The people who are breaking the law, nothing ever happens to them. And the same thing is true of sexual harassment. What a surprise. After 4 years of litigation that ended in September, the state agreed, and this is the state of Iowa, this is the Iowa Republican Senate caucus, they agreed to pay $1.75 million to settle her claim. But taxpayers were the ones who paid it. And now we're just learning out about this. That, to me, is the biggest sex scandal of all. And that is that we are footing the bill for them. We're not allowed to know who these people are. And it's going on in 20 different states. They've had these types of issues. Believe me, it's going on in all 50. And they keep this quiet. Now, in addition to this, we have seen Charlie Rose be accused by 8 women of nudity, groping, and lewd phone calls. And I don't even want to read the descriptions of what he did, because when I look at Charlie Rose, he looks kind of like, at this age, he kind of looks like a Dracula figure. And I do not want to envision any of this activity by Charlie Rose, so we'll just leave it at that. He is gone. CBS and PBS dropped him like a hot potato. This is the corruption that we see in the mainstream media. New York Times, a big reporter, same thing happened to him as well. And this is how people use their power. Again, this is more about an exercise in power than it is about their sexual appetites. We have to understand that. That's why we find this with the Hollywood producers. That's why we find it with the politicians. And of course, Hollywood has been selling this lifestyle to us for decades. I guess it really kind of took them by surprise when somebody changed the rules on them. They'd had a pass to do whatever they wanted. They could make movies about their perverted lifestyle. And then all of a sudden somebody called them on it. It's like, what? Me? Who are you talking? You talking to me? I'm Dave Knight. We'll be right back.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult, will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrick's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Look at Hillary Clinton and her fantasies about being president of Earth 2. It just gets stranger and stranger with Hillary Clinton. And also, new revelations about Bill Clinton and the Democrat Party turning on the both of them. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the specials that we have as part of our Cyber Monday specials. We're running some different specials throughout the week. And right now, for today, for Tuesday, we have Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, reduced 67% down to the price of $9.95 plus free shipping. We also have Knockout. That's our sleep aid, our all-natural sleep aid. Has melatonin, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan. All-natural ingredients, a great way to help you adjust to a different time zone while you're traveling in this busiest travel time of the year, as well as different circumstances that you may be under. Knockout is also 50% off plus free shipping. We have 2,200 reviews for it, a 4.5-star rating. Take a look at the reviews. See what people say about Knockout. And I think it's something you're going to find very useful, especially in this travel season. Finally, we have Brain Force Plus, also 50% off plus free shipping. And all ProPure products, 25% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really appreciate your support. It comes at a time when we are under a great deal of attack from all of the social media, I guess we could call them the big three, just like we used to have ABC, CBS, and NBC. Now we've got Google, Twitter, and Facebook, and they're doing everything they can to censor InfoWars, but we really do appreciate your support at this time. Let's take a look at what's going on with Bill Clinton, with Hillary, as she tries to adjust to her new life out without power. Let's take a look at video number 5, guys, the one where Mika Brzezinski is talking about how Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton need to come to grips with the sexual misconduct, with the scandals, even as another scandal erupted yesterday. Here's Mika Brzezinski.
President Trump lashed out, by the way, at Hillary Clinton over the weekend, saying this crooked Hillary Clinton is the worst and biggest loser of all time. She just can't stop, which is so good for the Republican Party. Hillary,
oh my God,
get on with your life and give it another try in 3 years. So sort of baiting her to re-enter the race. But Mika, look, this is an issue that I don't think is going to go away and will be a centerpiece again during the briefing.
My oh my God was not actually to Trump's tweet for the first time ever. Kristen Welker, thank you. You guys,
thanks.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
She agrees with President
Trump? Hillary Clinton needs to stop. She needs to stop talking about this topic. Unless Bill Clinton wants to come forward and apologize for being a sexual harasser, for settling with women, for what happened with he needs to apologize. He needs to apologize as quickly as Al Franken did, as much as Mark Halperin did, and as much as he wants to.
And he hasn't apologized.
These men who are apologizing, we need to deal with them. But if you're not going to apologize and it's clear you've done something wrong, please, please, you the politician and your wife the politician need to not talk about these issues. Just don't, okay? Unless you want to come to the table with some honesty. Because this is why we're here. This is why we're here with Donald J. Trump, the guy who ran pageants and had enough on the record to know that he doesn't have a great record with women, who is destroying every step that we have made in the past 10 years for women, setting us back. This is why he's here, because of hypocrisy. Coming up, sources say...
Okay, so the man who ran pageants. I mean, that's it. You know, guilty as charged. That does not constitute sexual harassment. There's a lot of women who were dying to get into the beauty pageants. Maybe not Mika, but there are other women who thought they had a chance to win. Maybe she didn't think she had a chance to win. But there were many women who wanted to get into the pageants. That doesn't constitute sexual harassment. And neither do the phony charges that were produced against President Trump just before the election by Gloria Allred constitute sexual harassment. An allegation that is not proven, an allegation that in that particular case was proven wrong, and we're going to see Gloria Allred doing the same thing again. There's even more information about Gloria Allred's attack on Roy Moore. But as Mika is saying this, Hillary Clinton, she said, Donald Trump is right. I can't believe I'm saying this, she said. Mika Brzezinski. And she said that Hillary Clinton needs to stop talking about this topic unless Bill Clinton wants to come forward and apologize for being a sexual harasser, for settling lawsuits for women, for what happened with Monica Lewinsky. Well, what about Hillary? Hillary was a big part of this. It was Hillary's war on women. Hillary was the one, you know, I was just talking about the situation with people who were sexually harassed in state legislatures. The individual who was allegedly harassed by John Conyers and had a settlement, and then they were banned, and they said, this is like a double whammy. First, you get sexually harassed, then you get attacked and thrown out of your job by these people. Well, that's what Hillary Clinton did. First, Bill comes around and violently rapes them, and then she attacks their reputation, calling them bimbos. Now, they weren't bimbo eruptions, they were rape eruptions. And everybody that got so triggered by the Bill Clinton picture that had rapist underneath it, maybe we should send a T-shirt, a Bill Clinton rapist T-shirt now to Mika, because after 20 years, she's now on board with us. I think Mika would be wearing the Bill Clinton rapist T-shirt. That sounds like what she was just saying there. So as we look at that, and as she's complaining about that, we have a new set of allegations against Bill Clinton. Not one, but four women. And it is part of a, guess what, a pattern of behavior. As I said before, it's always a pattern of behavior, isn't it? Phil Epstein and the Lolita Express, where Bill Clinton would travel with him, taking all of these trips where they had young women. And now the same thing is happening again. We have Ed Klein releasing information about some explosive new charges of sexual assault from four women, according to highly placed sources. An official who served in both the Clinton and Obama administrations say the current accusations against Bill Clinton, who's now 71 years old, stem from the period after he left the White House in 2001. Attorneys representing the women who are coordinating their efforts have notified Clinton that they're preparing to file four separate lawsuits against him. And so this is a billionaire. This is not Phil Epstein. This is another guy. And he has a jet that he called Air F1. I'll give you one guess to as to what that F stands for. That's what they nicknamed it. And he was a guy who essentially invested in grocery store chains, the kind of the retail grocery market. He had Bill Clinton flying around with him. His name was Burkle. And he would have Bill Clinton help him to generate business. And then I guess he would help Bill Clinton with some other personal needs. They had four women who have not revealed their identities were employed in low-level positions at the Burkle organization when they were in their late teens. Their late teens. And they claim that they were sexually assaulted by the former president traveling on Air F1. There you go. So that's, they're not coming clean, Mika. You sure you don't want that Bill Clinton rapist t-shirt? I think you're probably going to find a use for that coming up. And let's take a look at the other part of the progressive left. SEIU, the big progressive socialist labor union. SEIU, not just our politicians, not just our beloved Bill Clinton, the icon of the Democrat Party, who's so dearly beloved by all the Democrats. Just don't go anywhere near Bill Clinton. As a matter of fact, when Kirsten Gillibrand, who took Hillary Clinton's place at the Senate from New York when she criticized Hillary Clinton for not coming clean, basically did the same thing that Mika did. Somebody came back and said, hey, you know, Bill Clinton is really beloved in the Democrat Party. Maybe you should think a little bit about that. She said, so then she kind of pivoted to Donald Trump because that's really where they're going with all this. They're trying to clear the air. They're trying to purge themselves of the corruption and the sexual predation of the Bill, of the Bill Clintons, Bill and Hillary Clinton, so they can move on and make these charges, try to project their crimes onto Donald Trump, which is what they were trying to do last year during the election. So Gillibrand is trying to get rid of the Clintons so she can then move on and come after Donald Trump. It's really an embarrassment to them if they try to accuse anybody of any kind of corruption or sexual harassment when you got the Clintons hanging around, isn't it? You can't really go too far. So they want to cut off that millstone. But now going back to SEIU, sexual harassment scandal grows as a fifth official is fired. So this big socialist communist union, SEIU, has gotten rid of its fifth union official because of sexual harassment. Yeah, it's all about power, isn't it? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality T-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Instead of going into a news break here at the top of the hour, as we usually do, I want to continue on with the Hillary Clinton saga and developments that have happened in the last couple of days, because we're going to have Charles Ortel joining us in the third segment of this hour, talking about the Clinton Foundation, giving us an update into this audit report that was released last week. I want to take a look. We just saw what Mika Brzezinski was saying about Hillary Clinton. I told you what Kirsten Gillibrand, the woman who took her place in the Senate from New York, said about her. Here's what a CNN panel was saying about Hillary Clinton.
Allegations are true. Amanda.
I want to go back in terms of the talk about accountability. I think there's an argument that Bill Clinton was held accountable. The question is, was Hillary Clinton for her role? Donald Trump effectively made the case that she was an enabler. She has never fully answered that question. Even that interview with Rita Cosby, which I found stunning, she said that people misremembered or misinterpreting the history of that. I mean, she publicly said if she had the chance to examine Jennifer Flowers, she would crucify her. And then on the campaign trail, she said that victims should be believed. Those things don't line up. So Hillary Clinton hasn't been held accountable for her role. She refuses to answer questions of it. And I think that is the reason why she lost the 2016 election, because Donald Trump was able to throw that in her face and she did not want to confront it.
This is ridiculous. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Hillary Clinton should be held accountable for the sins of her husband, but Donald Trump's own sins, no one's going to hold him accountable for.
Has anything been proven against Donald Trump?
Not that I'm aware of.
Accountable for what her husband did, then why can't you say Donald Trump?
I do all the time.
16 accusers, and let's have
you need to tell that to somebody
proceeding.
Else. I'm
let's
consistent on this issue. Okay, your argument's with someone
let's
else.
Have a meeting about it.
Okay,
so let's
they're talking over each other. Let's just stop this because it's not good TV and it's not good radio. It's not good at all. That's CNN. When she said that Bill Clinton has been held accountable, I would like for her to explain that to me. How exactly was he held accountable? The fact that some charges were brought up against him, some minor charges were brought up. He was never charged with violent sexual assault or rape. Ken Starr gave him a pass. Ken Starr went on to be the defender of Phil Epstein, the guy that was running the Lolita Express. And then he went from there to becoming the president of a Christian college and defending the football players there who were engaged in, I forget what it was. Was it an accusation of rape there at Baylor? But Ken Starr, that's his big, and he's been there in every juncture telling everybody he's this Boy Scout Christian and always defending these rapists like Bill Clinton, like Phil Epstein, and then these people on the Baylor football team till he finally got fired. Hopefully we've seen the last of Ken Starr, but he covered for him, came up with some little minor hand slap charges of, oh, look, he committed perjury and he obstructed justice. Those are the two charges that came out of the House in terms of impeachment. It was tried in the Senate and he had people like Susan Collins, who is demanding that something be done about Trump still and saying that Judge Roy Moore needs to step down right away. But she gave Bill Clinton a pass. That's Susan Collins, the GOP senator. And so when you look at all of this, and yes, the one individual was right. Hillary Clinton was out there saying, I'm going to crucify these women. And she did. And then says, oh, but you have a right to be believed. She needs to be held accountable for that. And that really got the other woman triggered. You heard that screaming back and forth. That's the Clinton News Network. And of course, Fake Jake was the moderator there. He wasn't going to jump into that fight there. But we still see this happening on Air F1. We've got new allegations from the early 2000s of Bill Clinton. And in that particular case, it was also reported that Hillary Clinton said, I'll get some investigators on these four women who were employed at that time that were in their teens. and we're going to find dirt on them and we're going to destroy them. That's Hillary Clinton still doing the same stuff that she was doing back in the 90s to cover for her predator husband. And they just can't seem to do anything about it on the Democrat media or the Democrat Party. Will they be able to get rid of this millstone called the Clinton? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We got more about Hillary's fantasizing about being president of another planet. Yeah, let's send her there.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Charles Bortel. He has investigated the Clinton Foundation and its dirty dealings for years, and he gave us a lot of information last week. There was a new report that had to be filed. Middle of last week, it was a deadline for it. So we wanted to get him back on. We said, as soon as you've had a look at this and can break this down for us, we want to get you back on. So he's going to be joining us in the next segment to give you an update on the crime syndicate called the Clinton Foundation. But in this segment, I want you to see this interview that Hillary Clinton had where she's fantasizing about being president of Earth 2. And the interviewer comes out and says, this is a show called Now This. He said, people joke about Earth 2 where you were president. And actually, as Zero Hedge points out, nobody's ever told a joke about Hillary Clinton being president of Earth 2, but they're going to be joking about it from here on out. This is going to be a perpetual meme. So here's what she has to say, and here's why we were celebrating the anniversary of her defeat and President Trump's election, because she goes on and talks about North Korea and about gun control. What should we be doing about gun control and all the things if she were president? But maybe on Earth 2, where she really is president, that's what she would be doing. Here's Hillary Clinton in her deranged response.
People joke about Earth 2, where you are president. I was hoping to do a little lightning round, ticking through some issues where President Trump has taken action and what you might be doing on Earth 2 and at the end
of
the first year.
We may have just found it.
I felt a ripple in the
air. Just in time.
Let's start with North Korea.
Full I can see the balloons dropping.
Diplomatic pressure and sending diplomats who actually know the language, know the history, know the culture.
What would be happening on gun safety?
We would be putting as much money as it took into enforcing the laws we already have. And then I would be pushing for universal background checks that would include gun shows.
On the opioid crisis.
Hold it right there. Okay. So let's talk about all the things that she would do here. We would actually go to North Korea. We'd put diplomatic pressure on them. You don't think that President Trump is doing that? You know, I had Scott Adams on. He was talking about the Asian trip that President Trump did. He said, I think he's sending a very interesting message to Kim Jong-un. You notice all the countries that he went to is basically in a ring around North Korea. Just look at the geographical itinerary that he had. And he completely encircled him. And he had all these big displays where he's shaking hands with everybody, getting the royal treatment. And it's like, by the way, Kim, you're kind of isolated, aren't you? We've got you surrounded. Everybody here is with me. That was the message And of course, Scott Adams really understands these subliminal messages that people are putting out, talking about how President Trump had the Make America Great Again. Make, do something, manufacture, great again. Whereas Hillary's was, I'm with her. And he said, she lost it right there. And of course, so she says that if she was president, she would put diplomatic pressure on North Korea. Now, I guess she didn't think to do that when she was Secretary of State with the Obama administration. And then she talks about gun control. Well, what would she do? Universal background checks and enforce the laws that we already have. Well, the problem is that our government didn't do anything. That's why that guy was able to do the shooting in Texas. We had the Air Force who had seen this guy as a violent criminal, beating his wife, cracking the skull of his stepson, putting him in jail for a very short period of time, giving him a hand slap, never recording any of this, putting him in a mental hospital. He's threatening other officers on the base and so forth, and then they release him. Well, why would they do that? Did they want this to happen? Or are they just that incompetent? Well, you take your pick. Nevertheless, the government failed us. It isn't that we need any new laws. Maybe they need to enforce the laws they already have. Yeah, well, that's a no-brainer. And then universal background checks. Well, we have that. He was able to get through the background checks because he was not recorded by the Air Force. They didn't put him into the database for his criminal actions. But she wants to shut down the ability of people to be able to sell guns privately. That's where she really wants to go. Let's go ahead and pick this up with her.
Earth it includes gun shows
on the opioid crisis.
First of all, we have to save lives when there are overdoses, and that's something the Clinton Foundation has led the way on in getting naloxone into colleges and high schools and emergency responders. But once you save the life, how are you going to get that person the treatment and the support that he or she needs? So I would be actually putting in place a real plan, working with local communities to address what is a really serious epidemic.
You know, I fear we have to end it here.
Okay.
You want one more? I'll be short. One more.
Right, I like being on. Hold right there. Hear that person say, can we end this right here? Let's stop this fantasy about you being president on Earth 2. But she doesn't want to end it just yet because it's too much fun being president of Earth 2. So here's Hillary. She says, well, just a minute. Somebody off camera says, can we end this here, please? And so here she is to finish off with her Earth 2 presidency.
I like being on Earth 2.
Russia.
We've got to get to the bottom of what happened in 2016. If I had
what
been
happened?
President or on Earth 2 where I am, I would have an independent commission with subpoena power, because if we don't get to the bottom of it, it's going to keep happening. This is an ongoing threat. I worry about 18. I worry about 2020, because this is the first time we've ever been attacked and not imposed any real consequences on our adversary.
Okay. So she would have an independent commission. Is that kind of like something like a special prosecutor that has subpoena power and so forth? There's absolutely nothing that she would do on Earth 2 that hasn't already been done or done better by President Trump. But we know that she would have done things other than just a universal background check for weapons, for example. But when she talks about the opioid crisis and the fact that the Clinton Foundation has been leading the way in fighting the opioid crisis, I hadn't noticed. Had you? I hadn't noticed the Clinton Foundation doing that. I mean, they always focus, as Charles Ortel pointed out last week, their typical MO is to come in and say, there's an HIV crisis here. We're going to do something about that, and then start to metamorphosize into other things, raise money for the earthquake victims of Haiti, and then pocket the cash. That's kind of been their standard of operation. But yeah, that's her as president of Earth 2. An interesting side note here is we've just had another person join the Clinton body count. This is a wealthy Democrat mega donor. He co-founded the Ready for Hillary PAC, which is, guess what, now has some questions about how it was organized and the way the money was used. And this guy has committed suicide with a gunshot to the head. It was following, and this is reported, a sudden onset and battle with a mental health issue. It was very sudden. Just came on him all of a sudden and committed suicide. This is Steve Mostyn, a 46-year-old Texas trial lawyer. Reportedly contributed millions to the pro-Clinton super PACs. They're major Democrat donors here in the state of Texas. They gave $5.2 million to PACs that supported Obama and Democrats in 2012. They contributed nearly $10 million to state races in Texas in 2014. During the 2016 election, they gifted nearly $3.5 million to candidates for federal offices. He had two separate donations of $1 million each to the pro-Hillary Clinton Super PAC Priorities USA Action. In 2015, the government watchdog Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, and they go by the acronym FACT, urged the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, to investigate possibly illegal coordination between the Clinton Foundation and this guy who just committed suicide, Mostyn's Ready for Hillary PAC. And they wanted the commission to determine whether or not the campaign had illegally accessed an email list of 4 million names from the super PAC. Because they allow these super PACs to organize, they don't put any restrictions on the amount of money that people can put into them, but they make sure that they cannot coordinate with the candidates. So if they were coordinating, that would be a major legal violation. And now he has just committed suicide, and we have another person who is one level direct from the Clintons who has committed suicide or died a violent death. Isn't that interesting? We'll be right back with Charles Ortel. He's going to tell us about all those corruption connections with the Clintons.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA, made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Charles Ortel. He is a private investigator, writer who has been studying the Clinton Foundation and the complicated web of deceit that they have created here for over 2 years. So we want to get the update from Charles. They just put out a financial statement last week, 15th November 2017, the latest Clinton Foundation federal filing. He was examining that. He's going to give us an update on what's going on with that. Just before we go to Charles Ortel, however, I want to give you an update on our Black Friday specials. We have Silver Bullet. Our colloidal silver is now $9.95. That's a reduction of 67% off the retail price, plus free shipping. A great thing to take with you when you're traveling. It fights bacteria. I always take that with me if I start to feel sick or I get exposed to something, or even if I cut myself while I'm traveling. I've always got silver to keep me from to fight bacteria. Also, Knockout, our sleep formula with all natural ingredients, things like melatonin, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, a great way to adjust to different settings where you're going to have to be sleeping or different time zones when you're sleeping. That is also 50% off plus free shipping. And BrainForce, 50% off plus free shipping. All right, joining us now is Charles Ortel. He's got the latest update from the most recent filing of the Clinton Foundation. Thank you for coming back, Mr. Ortel.
It's my great honor to be back on with you, sir.
All right, so tell us some of the things that have come out. When you sent this clip here about your review, you said it's basically a bad joke, the audit of this by Cohen Resnick. The audit of this federal filing is a bad joke. There's numerous major errors. Tell us some of the things that you've seen in this latest release about the Clinton Foundation.
Okay, so a foundation, a charity, must, when it provides information, it must fill out a tax form, and every block of the tax form has to be true and accurate. You're not allowed to leave out important blocks. You're not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to put out a form that hasn't been checked, if you're as big as the Clinton Foundation, by a valid, truly independent accounting firm. So for the last 3 years until this most recent filing, they used a firm, Pricewaterhouse. Now, Pricewaterhouse is one of the biggest firms in the world. Every big firm is going to have a bad office. And it would appear that the Little Rock office of Pricewaterhouse was a bad office, because the last 3 years of the Pricewaterhouse audited returns were all wrong. And I can say that because I sent an email into Pricewaterhouse that had articles written about this. I warned the firm that their audits were false and materially misleading. Lo and behold, the most recent one, 2016, is by a different firm, Cohen Resnick, a much smaller firm that was hired by a law firm in 2015, DLA Piper, to do a supposed independent review of the filings of the Clinton Foundation from time immemorial through the filing that was due for 2014 and 2015. So Cohen Resnick had deep familiarity with the Clinton Foundation, issued, I would argue, a false report to DLA saying everything was fine. Wow. Nonetheless, they restated the returns for the Clinton Foundation. They did a bad job, PwC, for 2010 through 2014. Partially relying on work done by this Cohen Resnick. And then PwC apparently either was fired or resigned, didn't do the work that was required for 2016. And Cohen Resnick decides know what we're going to do? We're only going to comment on the end of the year. We're not going to comment on the opening balance sheet position. You can't do that. You can't do a real audit where you only check the end point of the year. You've got to comment on the opening position and comment on the end position and do the work thoroughly. So this is it's a failing grade. It's an obvious flunk. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's just kind of a misdirection, kind of hand-waving over it. You're going to do an audit, but you're not going to take a look at the beginning. It's like kind of like if somebody's got a bank account, right? You can't balance your bank statement if you ignore the beginning balance. And so this is no audit at all that we see here. There were some other things that you talked about here in terms of the Gates Foundation and the amount of money that they spent donated to the Clinton Foundation. Tell us about that.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, on my show, Sunday with Charles, which is on YouTube, we spend over 2 hours going into great depth. But in summary, the Gates Foundation, one of the biggest foundations in the world, run by one of the smartest people in the world, with major outside money from one of the shrewdest investors in the world, Warren Buffett, somehow managed to send $154 million to the formerly biggest piece of the Clinton Foundation called the Clinton Health Access Initiative, which they controlled until March 7th, 2017. Bill Gates sent over 50 separate grants to this Clinton Health Access Initiative, which in my judgment was illegally organized on September 29th, 2009, which was formed as a federally tax-exempt organization filing false and materially misleading documents with Lois Lerner's division of the IRS in December of 2009, getting approval on March 15th on the basis of a fraudulent application where they lied about their past history going all the way back to 2002. It has never been validly controlled. There's never been real audits for that important piece. Lo and behold, at March 7th of 2017, this entity in 2016 was responsible for 2/3 of the total activity of the Clinton Foundation. They make a decision to shut it down, to give up control. Parent Foundation gives up control March 7, 2017. And they don't explain that adequately in this supposed audit. They don't also explain that they shut down this Clinton Global Initiative fraud, you know, the meeting in New York around the time of the UN General Assembly where crooked people got together behind closed doors and concocted all these deals, which they claim were actually charitable when they weren't charitable. So over 3/4 of 2016's results are either they've given up control of it or they've shut it down. That's a liquidation. That is not a continuing operation.
Well, they're shutting, like you're talking about, they're shutting this down, they're liquidating it because, you know, the donations that you're talking about from the Gates Foundation, that was 2012, 2016. This is leading up to the fact that they think that Hillary Clinton is going to win the election. When she doesn't win the election, they're starting to shut everything down, grab their money out, and run. And we look at what's happening to their donations. There's a report from Breitbart saying that the donations have plummeted. They said the latest tax filing, which they released last week that you were talking about, they showed their contributions had dropped 42% from the previous year. And that year, they had dropped 37% from the previous year. So it is rapidly, nobody is contributing to it because they've got no power to hand out favors to people, and they're shutting this thing down and trying to get their funds out, aren't they?
Yeah, and you bring up an interesting word, fund. You know, people talk about this as the Clinton Foundation. I have now started to talk about this as the Clinton Crime Fund. It is not a foundation. In no shape, sense of the word, is this an actual foundation. It is a crime fund. It's that simple. You know, it's never been controlled. No one really knows how much money was ever sent into this crime fund. There's never been a valid accounting, a rigorous accounting of it. Lots of crooks around it. You know, I'm doing a show on this coming Sunday where we're going to ask the question, how many donors to the Clinton Foundation are what we're calling slumdog billionaires? People who, you know, go to this Clinton Global Initiative, brag about what they're, you know, people like Jeffrey Epstein who's in the news now.
Hang on, we got to take a break. Charles, talking to Charles Ortel. You can find him charlesortel.com. Also Twitter @CharlesOrtel. You mentioned Lois Lerner. We'll talk about her. She says she's fearing death threats. She wants all this IRS stuff sealed. I wonder if those death threats she thinks are coming from the Tea Party or from the Hillary Clinton Foundation. We'll be right back with Charles Ortel.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Charles Ortel. As I pointed out earlier, he's been following the Clinton Foundation for 2 years, and he's been looking at the latest filing, which came out last week, talking about how this is nothing at all like you would expect from an audit. It is nothing like you would expect to see from somebody who has a register as a charity. They don't file the paperwork. They're the Clintons. They don't have to. They do anything that they wish. And as Charles was talking about Lois Lerner, who would oversee things like the Clinton Foundation, as well as the Tea Party groups The IRS official at the center of using the IRS as a political weapon against tea parties was also just rubber stamping anything that the Clintons wanted to do. And I find it interesting that Lois Lerner is now saying she wants her IRS testimony sealed forever, because she's fearing death threats. Charles, I mentioned this only kind of half facetiously, because we just had another body count added to the Clintons. This is a guy who was a big bundler for them and was running the Hillary for Clinton, and he had a sudden onset. That's what they said, a sudden onset of mental illness, and shot himself in the head as they started to investigate this. Maybe that's what Lois Lerner is really concerned about, not so much the Tea Party, but the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons and what she did for them being exposed.
Well, I think I can't take credit for this. Former Governor Mike Huckabee said that, you know, there's a very safe place for Lois Lerner, and that's in a federal penitentiary. This idea that, you know, her testimony should be sealed. And honestly, you know, in the great state of Texas, I believe there were quite a few Tea Party organizations that were persecuted, tormented by Lois Lerner and her people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, justice needs to be even-handed here, not, you know, blind and idiotic. It needs to be even-handed, and it certainly wasn't. This is a case, the Dallas office of the IRS supposedly is investigating the Clinton Crime Fund.
Of course, this guy was very, very powerful in Texas politics, not just within the Clinton Foundation. But I think the key issue here is his connection to setting up the Ready for Hillary. And the issue that was involved here was the coordination between the super PAC that he was running and the Clinton campaign, which is totally forbidden. You cannot, they give these super PACs the ability to accept massive unlimited donations, but then they're not supposed to coordinate in any way with the candidate that they support. And it was clear that that was happening between his organization and Hillary, the guy who just committed suicide with a sudden onset of mental illness.
But it's actually even worse than that. If I can square the circle, it's far worse than that. You have Hillary, the candidate. You have Hillary, the Clinton Foundation person. And on November 2nd, 2013, a fact that the Clinton Foundation has endeavored to hide from the world, but which they did disclose in Georgia, on November 2nd, 2013, the three members of the Clinton family illegally took control of the Clinton Foundation by creating two classes of stock, Class A and Class B. The Class A directors controlled everything. Those were Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea. In April of, I believe it was, of 2015, Hillary announced that she was running for office, and she set about raising money as an official candidate, still retaining control of the Clinton Foundation without disclosing that. In August of 2015, evidently, they entered into an agreement where the Hillary Clinton campaign basically took control of the Democratic Party before the primary season began. So it's a three-pronged stool here of corruption. It's not simply, you know, the Clinton Foundation. It's the personal activities of the various donors. It's the political activities of the Clintons in the Democratic wing of the Clinton wing of the Democratic Party. And then it's the foundation. It's the largest unprosecuted set of frauds ever attempted in human history. And this woman seriously today, even now, believes that she should have been and should be president of the United States of America on Earth 1 and on Earth 2.
Yeah, well, she's only going to be president on Earth 2 in her padded cell.
Right,
her, exactly. With her arms tied behind her in a straitjacket. And hopefully she will be incarcerated somewhere eventually, because that's the amazing thing, as you just pointed out, taking control, you know, manipulating things around and taking control of all the Clinton Foundation, which is supposed to be a charitable organization, but they then take control of everything there. And just as they're taking control of the DNC with a leveraged buyout, saying, we're going to pay for the debt that you guys have got. You got tens of millions of debt, and we're going to pay that off. And where did that money come from? Did that come from the Clinton Foundation? Where the money that Donna Brazile is talking about, the fact that they paid off their debt, do you have any idea where those funds came from? Is that from the Clinton Foundation or their own personal stash?
Well, who knows? That could have come from the missing money in the State Department. I mean, you know, when you have the Clinton model is very simple, and it's been going on like this ever since Arkansas. You defang the regulator. You put your friends in.
Yes.
You hire a crooked accounting firm. You threaten your enemies. You reward your friends. You start with a small swamp account in Little Rock. And then you take over the United States of America and you use the FBI to get as many secrets as you can to use as leverage against your rivals and your enemies. You then put your people in, you seed the IRS, you seed the Justice Department under W. Bush. And then, you know, you dupe the Obamas and you carry on threatening the world that when Hillary becomes president, you know, Lord help this poor guy who just died and others like him around the Clintons in the Clinton body count. And, you know, frankly, this country is better than that. We don't need to be tortured by these thugs, you know, who have been in power way too long, who are now an embarrassment to not simply to the Democratic Party, but to America and to the wider world. It is time for progressives, conservatives, good-hearted people across to expose the full extent of this fraud, this crime fund, find out who's guilty, punish them to the fullest extent of the law. Good thing Chelsea doesn't care about money. She can forget about having any. Make restitution. And, you know, and you know what these people have done, they're shameless. You know, they've harmed the good name of this country, the charitable sector around the world. You take Bill Gates, the way the IRS rules work, and I hope you're listening in the IRS office, you can go to Bill Gates, you can say, listen, dude, you gave all these grants thinking this was a public charity. It is not a public charity. Private foundations like the Gates Foundation are strictly prohibited from doing this. The recompense is we're going to shut you down. That $50 billion that you made being a near monopolist, guess what? You're going to pay more than your fair share of taxes. We'll take the whole balance. And the good news for you, Bill, is we're going to pay down the national debt. Now, why are you smiling over there, Rockefeller Foundation? Because you got the same problem. And this foundation. Right. So at this moment in time, David, you know, Donald Trump's trying to put together a deal to balance the budget, to cut our taxes. Here's a one-off, a gigantic one-off. There are $5 trillion in assets in charities. A lot
Wait,
of
now, that's some, a- That's a really important point that you just made there, Charles. And I want to underscore that because one of the things that we saw with the Johnson Amendment, for example, they were threatening, the IRS was threatening any churches that talked about politics. They said, we're going to remove your charitable deduction and then we're going to come back and make these people who've donated money over all the years to your church, we're going to make them pay that back plus interest and penalties and so forth and so on. And so your point is that we know that this happened now with the Clinton Foundation. They weren't a bona fide charity. And you got $150 million coming from the Gates Foundation, from the Rockefeller Foundation. That money needs to be paid back. Needs to be, that donation needs to be reversed. They have to pay that back plus penalties and interest because they donated this to a non-certified charity that's had its charitable basis, essentially doesn't have any basis in reality or in law.
Well, your channel and your colleagues and yourself are on this campaign, good campaign against globalism, which I regard as a cult. And the people who are enabling globalism include the large endowed universities where I went, Harvard and Yale and others, that are also giving money and cooperating with the Clinton Foundation. So if you want to drain the swamp, you focus on these presidential foundations, expose their true records. Sadly, both Bush foundations are involved with the Clinton Foundation. So you expose.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. Stay with us, Charles Ortel. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Trump Charitable Foundation, and you'll be amazed at how different this is from the Clinton Foundation. Big news on the Trump Charitable Foundation today. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to make clear exactly what is happening here. We got Charles Ortel. He's looked at the dirty dealings of the Clinton Foundation for a very long time. You know, we've all seen what happened with Lois Lerner, the way they punished their political enemies. But the story that really hasn't been focused on is what Charles has mentioned both this time and the last time I interviewed him, and that is how Lois Lerner covered for the Clinton Foundation. All of the stuff that happened with the Clinton Foundation, not filing the reports that they needed to do, not organizing it validly, not operating it validly, that is under the purview of Lois Lerner. And that's something that should have been examined. And when you go back and see that, hey, they didn't file the paperwork, they weren't a valid charity, then all this money that's been given by these big globalist foundations, like the Gates Foundation, like the Rockefeller Foundation, that all needs to be paid back with penalties and interest to the IRS. And we're talking about fortunes here. Hundreds of millions of dollars from these globalist foundations that need to be paid back to the IRS. But as Charles was pointing out, they put their people in regulatory capture to the nth degree. It's a crony capitalism. It's a crony crime, putting their people in to make sure that they don't get prosecuted. And, you know, Charles, when we're looking at this and you were talking about it, one of the things that it brought to mind, because we've got a new set of charges against Bill Clinton, another four women who are claiming that he sexually assaulted them now, and this is a new charges that happened after he left the presidency. Go back and look at Ken Starr. You talk about how going all the way back to Arkansas and everything. I think Ken Starr, this is a guy who gave a pass to, he was a defense attorney for Phil Epstein. He got negotiated a sweetheart deal for him so that he just got a slap on the wrist for what he was doing, and then went on to Baylor where he tried to cover up sexual crimes by the football team there. But he focused on minor things from Bill Clinton instead of going after the real meaty issues of violent sexual assault, of rape, or all the financial crimes that had happened in Arkansas. Ken Starr gave them a pass and focused on some real minor stuff and then took that to the House of Representatives, which did impeachment, but then in the Senate they did nothing with it. That's a real part of the pattern, isn't it, with the Clintons?
Well, as they say on the advertising land, but wait, it gets worse. when Bill pardons Mark Rich on January 20th, 2001, he promptly, within a week, gets involved in a massive charity fraud in India, the so-called American India Foundation, which he's co-chairman of, honorary co-chairman, but has never filed its paperwork properly through the IRS when Lerner's there. And then he gets involved in theory fighting HIV/AIDS. Now, I've noticed that on your site, you're advertising good products, medical products, nutraceutical products. Imagine what it would be like if you were distributing poison instead of good products. And, yeah. You know, what it seems may have happened here is that the Clinton Foundation entered into an illegal arrangement with a drug supplier called Ranbaxy in 2003 and distributed generic versions of these HIV/AIDS medicines around the world that were adulterated. How do we know that? By May of 2013, a $500 million settlement is entered in court in where? In Baltimore. By whom? Rod Rosenstein, who was aware of this whole thing. So we haven't found the full contours, unpacked the real crisis of how much dirty HIV/AIDS medicine was procured with Clinton Foundation donor money and also with U.S. government money through PEPFAR. We don't know that yet. That's a big scandal. We don't know the full contours of this whole Uranium One and other tactics like that, where money was traded for influence by the Clinton Global Initiative. We don't know all of that yet. And why did Bob Mueller and James Comey get involved between 2001, 2004 investigating the Clinton Foundation, but decide in August of 2004 to stand down that investigation? Why did they do that? Why did they allow the Clinton Foundation to, I think, steal $60 million during the 2004 campaign? And just make a donation to our National Archives of a deeply flawed and illegal operation on November 18th, 2004. Why did all that actually happen? It's in the public record. Why isn't the FBI focused on it?
Yes. And again, it's the same pattern of behavior that we've seen with everything, with Lois Lerner, with Rod Rosenstein. As you pointed out, he held up the settlement of that tainted HIV that the Clinton Foundation was distributing everywhere. He held up the settlement for that until after the 2012 election, when Hillary Clinton was running for president then as well. So, you know, it's actually that was 2008, but held it up after the 2012 election. It's interesting, though, to see that you got Rod Rosenstein and Comey, as well as Mueller, always involved in this. And that is the pattern that they've used to get people who are going to misdirect or who are going to minimize this or going to ignore the really big crimes, find something that is kind of minor to throw that up as a sacrificial thing. And people say, well, is that all that you got out of this investigation? You really didn't get much, did you? Because they cover up the really big stuff. And as I said last time we talked, the thing I'm concerned about is the fact that these three guys, Rosenstein, Comey, and Mueller, are destroying evidence or have already destroyed evidence as part of this investigation.
Well, here's the beautiful thing, and the reason I focused on charities, is that you can't do that with a charity. So the charities, you know, if the Justice Department or the IRS destroyed records, that's a big problem. But the charities have to keep their records. And, you know, there are a lot of big donors. In my most recent presentation Sunday with Charles, I put their slides up on the Crowdsource the Truth site. You can get them for free that list some of the big donors. It's a simple matter to go to these big donors and say, listen, Mr. Gates, here's a list of 59 contributions that are in the public domain. Provide us the evidence. When did you send this money? To which bank accounts? What diligence did you do? And you just do this donor by donor by donor by donor. It's not complicated. You don't need 4 years. You can do it very quickly. You can do it in time to help balance the budget deficit that may arise if we lower income tax rates. Sorry for that. Sorry for that phone.
That's okay. That's all right. Yeah, as we look at that, and of course you do this on Sundays, people can find a link to that at charlesortel.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. And they can follow you on Twitter at Charles Ortel. That is the key thing. I think the fact that you point out they cannot destroy that evidence as they move forward because of all the different organizations that have to file these reports, which basically the Clintons were given a pass on. Talk a little bit about what we have learned today about Trump dissolving his charitable foundation. How interesting is this, that it is exactly the opposite of what we've seen with the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, Donald Trump's people got involved with something called Trump University. And in New York, we have especially tough rules. I think Texas, I believe, does not have an income tax and may not have the same strict state rules governing charities that New York does. Because our tax rates are so high, many charities choose to locate here. And you got to provide additional filings. If you want to be a university, there are even tougher rules. So Trump's people didn't get that right. The people had to pay a fine last year, and they decided to shut this foundation down. That's the manly, correct, honorable thing to do. Donald Trump is setting a good example here. And I think the Clinton people better watch this very carefully, because the Clinton Foundation should forthwith, immediately, yesterday, cease fundraising across the world in Texas and New York and everywhere else. Conservators should be appointed. Each second that they continue to solicit money, is additional felonious behavior, particularly if it goes across state lines using postage, using telephone, using digital media. This is an ongoing, massive fraud. And I'm not saying that the Trump thing was a fraud, but they made a decision, probably wiser, to shut it down while he's president of the United States.
That's right. What he said was, he said, I've got a lot of work to do as president, so I'm going to shut this down. But it is a very different situation, because we've talked about the Clinton Foundation, how they kept the money instead of giving it to earthquake victims or whatever. They actually gave, the Trump Foundation gave $13 million to charity. $4.9 million of that came from Trump himself. So he actually gave away money rather than using it as a slush fund. That's the big difference there. When we talk about the difference between Trump University and Laureate that the Clintons were running, I mean, that was purportedly an educational institution, but it was also a way that for them to leverage and squeeze money out of foreign governments as well, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and the whole thing, I think Laureate was a fraud soup to nuts. I think the creation of it, the leveraged buyout back in 2006-07, involved some very suspect people, one of whom paid a massive fine, Stevie Cohen, SAC Capital, for questionable behavior. I think he paid the largest fine ever. He was a big player in that. That whole Laureate case stinks to high heaven. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton earned $17.6 million that we now know about, a big portion of which, while Hillary was still Secretary of State, Bill was being paid, round numbers, $3.5 million a year, to be honorary part-time chancellor of a for-profit university.
Yeah, that's the difference in these two. I mean, here you got one case where Trump's charity is giving out $13 million, and five of that is coming from him, where they're making $16, $17 million. And they complained because they said, well, we didn't think that the quality of education was good with Trump. But they were organizing a massive money laundering operation here. Charles Ortel, thank you for joining us. CharlesOrtel.com, Twitter at Charles Ortel.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We just finished several segments with Charles Ortel talking about the Clinton crime family, the Clinton Crime Fund, as he calls it. And this is a massive cesspool that really needs to be prosecuted by the Department of Justice. There's so many different ways that the Department of Justice could come in and shut this down. I mean, it's not just Uranium One with Bob Mueller, Comey, Rod Rosenstein involved there. They have been covering for the Clinton Foundation for a long time. And if you look at the Clinton Foundation, as Charles Ortel has pointed out, they've never organized as they properly should, legally should, as a charity. And that brings exposure to many globalist funds operated by people like the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. It's something that is essential that the Justice Department take a look at, but it's totally being ignored. Now, here's another case of corruption, of course. That's the Menendez trial. One of the things I thought was very interesting that the Menendez trial, after 9 weeks of a trial, finally came to a verdict. It was right about the time that the Washington Post did their hit job on Roy Moore, and nobody was talking about Bob Menendez. And you had people like Mitt Romney, who looks like he's going to run for Senate from Utah, take the place of Orrin Hatch, and genuine conservatives are now bowing out because he's essentially royalty in Utah. They don't believe that they can beat Mitt Romney. He's got a great deal of money. He's treated as a shoe-in for that race, so they have backed down. But Mitt Romney was out there saying, well, because of the seriousness of these charges, Roy Moore needs to leave right away. We don't have a presumption of innocence when it comes to politics. Well, I would say that we don't have a presumption of non-biased allegations in politics, either, do we? These are not, you cannot divorce the politics from the allegations in any of these cases. Now, in some of these cases, it's been proven, but when somebody makes a charge at somebody that is a new and unique charge, it's never been brought before, even though the person's been in the public for quite some time, I think you really do have to look at the political stance of the people who are making these charges. But they weren't doing the same thing with Bob Menendez. This trial lasted nearly 2 years. It went to the jury after 9 weeks of, they had been getting information, building investigation for 2 years. They had 9 weeks of a court trial, and the jury could not reach a verdict because they had a jury where one of them said, "What is a senator?" I didn't have much in terms of expectations that they would get to the bottom of this. But as they pointed out in this article from Mint Press, media outlets have been treating this as a major victory for Bob Menendez. And this is a guy who was up for bribery, money laundering, corruption, sexual allegations with minors, all of these things. I mean, you don't think that that's serious, Mitt Romney? You don't think that's serious, Mitch McConnell? So we understand what's going on in the case of all of these individuals. But they make the case here that when you look at the difference between the former governor of Virginia, McDonnell. He was a guy who was accused of having received $175,000 from a businessman and then later on helping him to promote a product. Okay? And he was convicted. Menendez, however, got $1 million in political donations. He got luxury vacations. He got flights on a private airplane. Arguably, he got the services of underage prostitutes as well. And that was while he was lobbying on the behalf of a doctor who said that he had an $8.9 million Medicaid dispute. And he actually got the head of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, to come in and talk to this doctor directly. So if we're going to let this go through, what is this going to tell the American people about corruption? And they rightly point out that 74% of Americans say that political corruption is the biggest problem that we've got. We're seeing that in spades, aren't we? But we're going to let this guy take a walk. They better try him again at the Department of Justice. And we better see something from the Senate Ethics Committee as well on this Menendez corruption. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've talked a lot about corruption in the last hour because we're talking about Hillary Clinton, the current president of Earth 2. That's how she fantasizes and sees herself. We played the interview for you earlier, where on Earth 2 she would, and she laid out the list of things she was going to do, which basically was nothing. As she was doing that, and you watch that clip, you can kind of see her eyes opening up, kind of like they did when they dropped the balloons. So that's Hillary Clinton on Earth 2. What happened to her? We don't know exactly. We're still trying to find out what the exact medical condition is, but we know what her psychological condition is. It's called megalomania, and she cannot move on, as President Trump pointed out. At the top of the hour, I was just talking about this case of Bob Menendez, the situation where he was investigated for 2 years by the Department of Justice, and that was under Obama. And you had the head of Health and Human Services at the time, Kathleen Sebelius, saying, he called me. I've never had anybody call me into a meeting to inquire about a delay in payments to a particular doctor. This doctor had nearly $9 million of payments that he said he was owed. And he got Senator Menendez to call in the head of Health and Human Services. Of course, he had donated $1 million to Menendez. That's a pretty good return on your investment, isn't it? To browbeat her into doing this. So the Obama Department of Justice did this investigation for 2 years. They had 9 weeks of testimony, and then the jury goes out, and one of them says, what is a senator? 10 of the 12 voted for acquittal. Others, the two others refused to vote for acquittal, so they got a hung jury. And everybody's saying, see, he's innocent. He was up for 18 different corruption charges. Bribery, money laundering, influence peddling, and of course, the judge blocked the cases of, the charges of, sex with underage prostitutes. That may come up and will come up because you're not going to have anybody block that information if he goes before Senate Ethics Committee. And the Senate Ethics Committee, if it does meet, will meet before the Justice Department under Jeff Sessions would organize and come after him for a second trial, because they can do that with a mistrial. They could come after him a second time. Will there be something done about this? Where are the Mitt Romneys and the Mitch McConnells saying that he needs to step down? Nowhere. You don't see them saying that at all. Meanwhile, when we look at the way they treated Roy Moore, the latest poll in Alabama shows that Moore and Doug Jones, a Democrat, are tied. Now, this is from a firm that showed that Roy Moore and Luther Strange were tied on the eve of the GOP primary, and Judge Moore went on to win that by 9 points. So that's an interesting data point. Also, as we pointed out with Gloria Allred and the pattern of behavior, remember I've talked about that, how you have the same pattern of behavior with Louis C.K., with George H.W. Bush, with Harvey Weinstein, and with Gloria Allred, always introducing, just as she did with President Trump about a month before the election, coming in for the kill with a sexual assault charge by somebody who, fortunately they found, had sent him an email saying, hey, let's reconnect again. Can I get you to come and promote my business as part of your campaign? And they did not reply. So 6 months later, he gets hit with a suit. She figured out she'd get her publicity one way or the other. If she couldn't get him to come to the restaurant, then the restaurant would come to him and the way of a lawsuit, and she could get some publicity there. And of course, the go-to person on a situation like that is going to be Gloria Allred. And so we see Gloria Allred jumping in with this lawsuit. That's the one with the yearbook, the one that we've talked about in great deal about the phony aspects of the signature. They refused to allow experts to examine this to see if this was recently created, because it looks like in some of the pictures that it's two different types of ink. There's questions about the consistency of the handwriting. There's also the way that it was signed. Roy Moore, DA, he never was a district attorney. He was a deputy district attorney. There was a person who worked in his office who had the initials DA and would sign the court orders that way. And as a matter of fact, she had been before Roy Moore in a divorce proceeding, and that was the way that her divorce papers were signed. You think that somebody might have a grudge about their divorce hearing that they would want to press with a judge? Well, I don't know. You can make your own assumptions. But Moore has more information has come out about these particular allegations. This was the one where she said that he was a frequent guest at the restaurant. She had started working there when she was only 15, she said. So she was underage. And she said that he was a frequent guest. He had signed her yearbook. He had said, I'll take you, I'll take you wherever it is that you need to go, or something, one particular night. And he drove her around the back and tried to assault her in the back near the dumpsters. Well, according to people who used to work there now, so this is beyond questions about the signature of the yearbook, former employees have come out and said, well, you couldn't work there when you're 15 years old. You had to be at least 16 years old. And that's something that my wife had said to me. She said, could you really work there at 15? Did they have different laws in Alabama? No, you had to be 16 years old to work there. Two former employees say that the dumpsters were on the side of the building. She had claimed in her tearful testimony that they were in the back, that he had taken around the back and parked between the dumpsters. And remember, this is a lady, as Judge Moore pointed out, who 22 years before she came to him for the divorce proceedings, she alleged that this had happened. And she didn't have a problem with him presiding over her divorce, never even mentioned it, even though she cannot talk about it now, 18 years after that, another 40 years on. She cannot talk about it without breaking down in tears. She had no problem at all when it was half the amount of time and she was coming before him for a divorce proceeding and did not ask him to recuse himself. In addition, they also point out that this particular restaurant set right off of a four-lane highway, and it had a wraparound porch with lights all the way around it. Nelson had claimed that the surroundings were dark and isolated. Then Rhonda Ledbetter, who worked at Old Hickory House for almost 3 years, states that the earliest that it ever closed was 11 p.m., but she believes it was open until midnight. She is certain that it did not close at 10 p.m., because she said Goodyear was next door. The employees would come to eat there when their shift ended at 10 p.m. Nelson claims that her story occurred after the restaurant closed at 10 p.m. Nelson also claims that Judge Roy Moore came in almost every night and sat at the counter. But former employees state that the customers at the counter were served by the bartender or by the short order cook and not served by waitresses. They had no reason to interact with the wait staff. Additionally, two former waitresses and two former patrons state they never saw Judge Roy Moore come into the restaurant, even though she said that he was there almost every night. It's looking pretty phony. I have to say that my instincts from the very beginning of this were the same as Chuck Todd at MSNBC. At least he was honest. He said it looks orchestrated. And I said that when you look at these sexual predations that are happening in Congress, and we talked about that earlier, all the many cases in Congress, $15 to $17 million of your money paid to protect these congressmen for sexual assaults. And you look at what's happening in the state houses. This is always about power, isn't it? Not surprising that it happens so much in politics. And yet when you look at Roy Moore, this is a man who put principle over his position. He put principle over the power of his office. He refused to budge on principles that he believed were important. Whether you agree with those principles or not, he refused to budge on those principles and was removed as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Alabama not once but twice. And he was put in again by the people of Alabama. It does not seem reasonable to me that someone who is not about political power and keeping his position and his political office regardless of what happens, it doesn't seem reasonable to me that he would behave in this manner. That's the kind of behavior that you get from the career politicians that are in Washington. That's the kind of behavior that you get from these people who live out their power fantasies by sexually assaulting other people. It's a very different type of behavior, very different type of pattern. And the worst thing that could happen to these people is to get somebody in Washington that cares about principle over power. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's put under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant.
Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberalists. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, as you're traveling, we've got some great specials that we've just put on as part of our Cyber Monday specials. We're going to be introducing those throughout this week and next week. We have Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, reduced 67% in price. It's now $9.95 plus free shipping. It's something I always take with me when I travel because it's a great way to protect yourself from bacteria. Also, we have Knockout Sleep Formula. It's 50% off as well. Another great travel aid because it helps you to get a great night's sleep and reset your clock if you're going to a different time zone. It has natural things in it like melatonin, valerian root extract, and L-tryptophan. We have 2,200 reviews. Just take a look at our customer-generated reviews. It's curated by a third-party site. You can see that it's got a 4.5-star rating out of those 2,200 reviews. That's Knockout, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, BrainForce Plus, 50% off, and we have all ProPure products at 25% off plus free shipping. That's a big discount for those products because they're heavier than a vitamin supplement. So we got a lot of sales, and you'll find those at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, especially at this time that we have seen the exponential increase in overt censorship that is coming out from Google, Twitter, Facebook, and others. Talking about shutting down they're focusing on the Russians, and that's what they're saying. Well, we're going to come after RT. We're going to come after Sputnik. But you have to understand that when the establishment talks about that, they lumped them together with InfoWars, and then they attacked Drudge for putting links to the three sites. They're linking us together with the Russians because, of course, it's not going to stop at us either. If we don't stop this censorship that is happening now, this overt censorship, the movement of the algorithms labeling Alex Jones as fake news on Google when you search for it, because, of course, Snopes says so. People in their the cats on their couch are labeling us as fake news. They're not going to let you decide. They're going to discourage you. They're going to say, do you really want to go to the site? And that's what we're seeing now, as well as the banning of people on Twitter that they don't agree with. Incredibly Orwellian what Twitter is doing. Saying we're going to look at your offline activity. We're going to look at the websites that you visit. And then we're going to maybe decertify you, not verify you, which is not a measure of Twitter endorsing somebody. It was simply to say, this is the real Donald Trump account, not these other ones over here. Everybody, if they're very well known, they have a lot of people who are spoofing them. And so that was the purpose of verification. It wasn't that they were going to sign on to your views. But it's very politically oriented. They have done this to Julian Assange. WikiLeaks for a very long time, refused to verify him. So that's the kind of censorship that we're up against. We really do appreciate your support. That helps us to keep going in spite of the economic censorship that they're doing. All right, we've been talking in the last hour or so about the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. And, of course, things may change with the individual who has now been informed, the informant who was looking into Uranium One. His name has now been released. He was an energy consultant, William D. Campbell, and he claims that he has video evidence showing Russian agents with briefcases full of bribe money. But then he was made to sign an illegal non-disclosure agreement by former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, covering up for all this. And, of course, it was Mueller and Comey at the FBI that made sure that none of this stuff that he was talking about as an informant, none of that stuff came to light so that it would not block the Clinton Uranium One scandal. But we've heard Hillary Clinton multiple places saying even Trey Gowdy doesn't think that there should be a special prosecutor. Well, let's let Trey Gowdy clarify this for Hillary Clinton. Here's this clip number 8.
On the issue of special counsel, I did not sign. Jim Jordan's a great friend. I have tremendous respect for him. I did not sign the letter because I don't think the threshold has been met for the appointment of special counsel. And I think this is a really important point. You can investigate something without special counsel. In fact, 99.9% of all investigations in this country are done by the women and men at the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's offices, and none of them is called special counsel. So there's a threshold that has to be met, and I don't think it has been met. So to say we're not going to appoint special counsel is not to say we're not going to look into something.
You're saying the threshold has not been met.
Yeah,
at what point is it met? What do you need to get there?
A conflict of interest.
If you do get there.
A conflict of interest where the Department of Justice and all 94 U.S. Attorney's offices are ill-suited and the public would not have confidence in an investigation that they ran. I mean, look at Bob Mueller was appointed special counsel. Some of your viewers don't have confidence in him. So the appointment of special counsel does not talismanically make people all of a sudden have confidence in something. The threshold is there a conflict of interest, and is it in the interest of justice to go pick someone who's not even part of the system right now to investigate something? And I don't think it's been met.
Yeah, clearly there is a conflict of interest with Comey and with Mueller, who is running the special prosecution. That is already been established. And but the question is, when we look at special prosecutors, as I mentioned before, what is the standard? How does this happen? We did at one point in time have a special prosecutor law that expired in 1999. They did not want to extend that. Under that law, at least we had a procedure. I don't know how they're coming up with these procedures. They're just making this stuff up as they go along. They don't have, as Al Gore said, any controlling legal authority. They don't have a 3-panel judge appointing the special prosecutor after evidence has been brought to the attorney general. That's not happening. There's no reports being made to a 3-judge panel. That was what they had under the special prosecutor law. So we don't have any legal authority for any of this stuff. I think Trey Gowdy is right. It doesn't mean that nothing happened here. And there still can be an investigation. But the special prosecutor, and the reason they didn't extend that law is because a special prosecutor usually turns into an investigation of a person rather than an investigation of a crime. There are people who can investigate the crime. It remains to be seen whether or not they will do it. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is talking about how and bragging about the fact that Bill Clinton never used Twitter. Here's this clip.
I think Bill rightly said, look, you've got to take risks for peace. You don't make peace with your friends. You make peace with people with whom you have serious differences. He asked George Mitchell to be the negotiator. It went on for years. There was nothing fast and easy about it. He didn't tweet about it. He got to work about it, and he actually got it done.
Yeah, he didn't tweet about it. Maybe that's because Twitter didn't exist. I tell you, it's absolutely amazing. But, you know, the Clintons' time is coming to an end. And you can tell when you see people like Kirsten Gillibrand and Donna Brazile and the Washington Post and the New York Times throwing them under the bus, finally, for the long list of crimes that they have committed. As Charles Ortel pointed out, even with the evidence that may be being destroyed by the special prosecutor, what they cannot destroy is this trail of evidence about charitable contributions. The fact that the Clinton Foundation never was organized as a charitable foundation. And there are hundreds of millions of dollars that could be charged back to these globalist foundations like the Gates Foundation, the Rockefellers, and so forth. This can be unraveled if the Justice Department has the will to do it. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to show some student radio hosts jerked from the air for saying tranny.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult, will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin.
Austin, Texas. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at a student radio station. These guys got yanked from the air after they used the word tranny. This is coming from College Fix. They had a program that was called Deplorable Radio. Well, that immediately puts them under the microscope, doesn't it? And that was at KUMM. And as they were talking about this, we'll just play this for you and let you hear what they had to say that was so horrible that they got yanked off of the air. And you won't believe what the woman who pulls them off the air, the station manager, what she says as a basis of pulling them off the air. Here's that video.
We have a group here called the Queer Devil Worshippers for a Better Future. It's kind of like our version of Antifa here at Morris.
Except they're nicer.
They're not nicer. They're just more timid.
They're nicer.
They're much more timid.
They're nicer and less violent.
Well, the only reason they're not violent is because there's not enough of them. And everybody knows everybody here at Morris. Like, you see one tranny that's trying to punch someone, you know, it's automatically that one guy that you know I'm talking about. I bet you know. Yeah. I'm not going to dox anybody, name them on air. But you two know, if I say the tranny who looks like he's going to punch someone. Yep.
they just did it. Just did it. Now they've got somebody coming into the station. You can see a video feed of the three guys on the radio. And here's the manager.
What happened?
You said a couple words that break FCC violation, and so for today I'm going to have you stop your show.
Oh, what words?
Specifically tranny. That is a hate slur not allowed on the radio. I need you to leave.
Oh. Did you really have to call the police?
Yes.
Why?
Because this is
we would definitely leave.
Okay, so they're talking about these guys on campus and say, well, you know, they're not quite as bad as Antifa. They're not as violent because there's not as enough of them. But we got this one guy. I'm not going to dox him, but you know, he's a tranny and he looks like he wants to fight. And so they mentioned that, and it was 15 minutes later because that was cut. That video was cut, and then the station manager comes in. And says, you violated FCC rules with a couple of words that you've said here. And they said, what did we say? And she said, tranny. There is no regulation that you can't say tranny on the radio. We just said it multiple times. So you can say tranny. It is not one of the words there, but it does trigger politically correct radio station managers at universities. And she showed up with a campus cop, and they said, so you had to call the police too? She calls the police on these guys and lies to them and tells them that the word tranny is not allowed on the air. It's a violation of FCC rules. So there you go. That's the new political correctness and the way that they lie to people, the way they gaslight individuals. And I just want to juxtapose that with what happened yesterday from the State Department. Rex Tillerson's State Department marked Transgender Day of Remembrance. Yes, we missed that yesterday. We could have celebrated the Transgender Day of Remembrance. This was a State Department press release. It was done in the name of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, honoring the memory of so-called transgender individuals around the world on Transgender Day of Remembrance. I'm glad that we have a deadly serious Secretary of State who was on this. But let me tell you something. This really defines this man. And it was a problem that I had with Rex Tillerson when his name was being floated as nominee for the Secretary of State. I said, this is a guy, and the time, this is a year ago. This was in December, I think. And this was a guy who, when he was at Boy Scouts, decided that he would admit gay Boy Scouts. And then he decided that he would admit gay Boy Scout leaders. And it's like, uh-oh. Okay, something's going on here. Why do we have two different sexes? Why do we have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? Again, in this climate where every day we're having sexual assaults or people who are older, people who are in positions of power are abusing younger people, abusing people who are in a position of subordination. That's why we had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. You can never have a situation where you can totally eliminate that. We understand that. But what they were trying to do was to have separate sexes there and to make sure that we weren't going to have people who were physically attracted. So that means that you don't have boys and girls together in the same group and go off and camp in the woods. And you also don't have scout leaders who, in theory, are going to be attracted to these kids. Now, you can always have a guy that you don't know, that he's hiding the fact that he is attracted to little boys, but you want to get somebody who is not going to be attracted to the same sex and put everybody together as sex just to try to minimize the chances of something like this happening. That's why we have different bathrooms. That's why we have male and female bathrooms. That's why we had male and female scouting organizations. We're trying to minimize what is breaking out on the news on a daily basis. And so when you say, well, we're going to put all the little boys out here, but then we're going to bring boys who are attracted to boys and we're going to put them in here. It's like, well, now you're creating a situation where you can have problems. That's the reason that they didn't have boys and girls going out camping in the woods. It creates more of a problem for the adult supervisors or adult supervisors who are going to be attracted to the kids under their care. And again, people can always do this. They can always hide what their sexual orientation is. But that was the reason that we had that. And so when they start admitting gays into the Boy Scouts, it wasn't to punish gays that people didn't have gays in the Boy Scout. They're just trying to make sure that you don't have people together that are sexually attracted to each other. And then he went one step further. Just before he left the Boy Scouts and came to the State Department, he got trannies into the Boy Scouts as well. And as I looked at that, it's like, is this really a man that we want to have as Secretary of State? Not me. Not me. No, thank you. That raises really big issues with me when he pushes that agenda. And as I've said before, when we look at the issues of pedophilia, why is it that we're not doing investigations into the UN peacekeepers who have had so many of these incidents all around the world running pedophile rings? Why do we not do something about the statute of limitations for pedophiles? Why do we keep promoting this and allowing this to happen? And why do we put people like Rex Tillerson in such a powerful position when they're pushing that agenda? Why are we pushing that agenda in our schools to our young children who are not of the age where they can understand that? That's why we have an age of consent. How can society go through this cognitive dissonance of saying what an abomination it is for somebody to talk to a 16-year-old girl because they're not of the age of consent, and yet it's okay to talk to a kindergartner about gender fluidity and to confuse them about that? How can we accept that? How can we have our kindergarten teachers teaching about the transgender-bred person? Why do we do that? Why do we accept that and get upset about the other? I don't really understand. And then, of course, the other part of Rex Tillerson was the fact that even though he was an oil company executive, he was a guy who we knew was a climate change promoter. And he was the one who was fighting President Trump tooth and nail and still continues to fight him on the Paris Climate Treaty. He was always going to be on that side of it. So why in the world do we have people like this? And of course, unfortunately, now there's another revelation about all the people from the George W. Bush administration that are being brought into the Trump administration. That is the biggest thing holding President Trump back. That and the senators who oppose him on each and every issue. Do you think it's going to get any better with a Doug Jones there? No, it's not. That will be their excuse not to do anything. The Senate, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, others, Corker, Flake, others, have opposed the agenda that they ran on, the agenda that they got elected on, the agenda that President Trump got elected on. They have opposed it on every issue. Wouldn't it be a great thing for them if they could just say, well, now we've only got 51, not even 52, so we can't get anything done that is conservative. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David
Knight. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've got one more segment. I want to talk about taxes, what's coming up in the tax plan, and why we may be seeing a retail apocalypse this year. You know, Black Friday is called Black Friday because it determines whether or not most businesses will end up in the black or end up in the red. And there's a lot on at stake coming up in this next week. We have a Black Friday special that is and other Cyber Monday specials that we've been rolling out here at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just tell you those real quickly. Today we have Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, $9.95. That's 67% off retail price plus free shipping. We also have Knockout, our all-natural sleep formula, 50% off, plus free shipping. It contains things like melatonin, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, natural sleep remedies, a great aid for when you're traveling, especially if you're changing time zones. We also have BrainForce Plus, 50% off, and free shipping as well. And all ProPure products, 25% off and free shipping. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the specials that are there. We really do appreciate your support. You know, as we're looking at this, there's an article from Zero Hedge, Why America's Retail Apocalypse Could Accelerate Even More in 2018. Is it about to go to a whole new level? What have we seen in this last year? We've seen an all-time record for store closings in a single year. We've shattered the records, and we still have two more months to go. And, of course, what happens in the next week or so is going to be the determining factor for many of these businesses. As I point out in Zero Hedge, unfortunately, it truly does appear that things will get even worse in 2018 because of a tremendous amount of high-yield retail debt that will be coming due next year. Bloomberg reports that the amount of high-yield retail debt that will mature next year is approximately 19 times larger than the amount that matured this year. So that is a big burden that is hanging over the head of retail businesses. That's why it is essential, for the sake of the economy, to get tax cuts put through. But of course, we have Republicans who are playing political games. We know that the Democrats aren't going to support taxes. As a matter of fact, their big push this year is to get DACA run through. And understand, they might get that if they get a Doug Jones instead of a Roy Moore. Doug Jones is making sure that no Democrats go to Alabama. He doesn't want to remind people that he supports abortion all the way through full term. He doesn't want to remind people in Alabama that he supports DACA, which Judge Roy Moore said there is no such thing as a dreamer. There was no law passed by Congress. This is a series of memos by the Department of Homeland Security. So it has really no effect here, this deferred amnesty. So that's a real stark difference between the two of them. But that's their priority. And as Paul Ryan has pointed out, we don't necessarily, he's telling Nancy Pelosi, who says, we got to get this done by the end of the year. He's saying, no, we got to get tax reform done by the end of the year. We can talk about DACA next year. And of course, Paul Ryan is an open borders guy. And he will talk about it next year. And if we got more Democrats there, they will get it through. And they will extend it. And they will enlarge it. And they will allow it to be a chain migration if we change the fundamental makeup. And if we don't get these rhinos, these Republicans name only, these GOP establishment figures out of there. But let's talk about tax cuts, because that's what needs to be done by the end of the year. And they're getting very close to this. President Trump had given them a deadline of Thanksgiving. When you look at what is being talked about and the ads that are being put out by Tom Steyer saying that we've got to impeach President Trump, one of the things that he talks about is the debt increase. Seriously? Seriously? You want to ignore the fact that under Obama, the debt went from 52% of GDP to 77%. It increased by $10 trillion over the 8 years of Obama, and they're projecting that it would increase by $1.5 trillion over 10 years with this new tax cut. But now suddenly they've got religion. Now suddenly they care about the debt. So even though the debt went from, you know, you look at the two different measurements, you look at it in terms of absolute numbers, a $10 trillion increase over 8 years, oh, that's nothing to worry about because it's Obama. But if you come up with a tax cut from President Trump of $1.5 trillion over 8 years, oh, that's something to worry about. $10 trillion over 8 years, no problem. $1.5 trillion over 10 years, that's a big problem. And then look at it as a percent of GDP. A 52% of GDP when Obama takes office, and then it goes to 77% by the time he leaves. And then look at the growth. Of course, we've talked about the fact that in 2016, growth was only 1.9%. It had never been more than 2.6% over the time that Obama was in office. We've had 3% growth this year. Why is that? It is because of the expectation of lower regulations, of lower taxes, that has been built into the economic recovery of 3% this year. And if we don't deliver on that, if the Congress does not deliver on that, it will burn down the economy. There's a lot of expectations that are riding on this, and it is going to be very bad for the economy just because of those expectations. But we need to help individuals and small businesses in this economy. As the Hill points out, these tax bills that are going through the House and the Senate give small businesses plenty to be thankful for. Now, Ron Johnson has said that he's not going to support this because he doesn't think it's friendly enough for individuals or for small businesses, but he hasn't been specific about what he would like to see. Let me tell you what is in the tax bill and why you should be lobbying the Republicans to finally do something about this. And again, it's all about the division in the Republican Party because you know that the Democrats are never going to lower your taxes. They will only raise spending. They're there to raise spending. The Republicans are there to occasionally lower taxes. And then the deficit is what happens. It would be great if we could get the Republicans to cut spending as well, but that probably isn't going to happen. But let's take a look at what the current situation is. At the moment, they say, small business, and this is important because small business has not recovered from the recession that began in 2008, what they call the Great Recession. New business formation is at historic lows. So people are not starting small businesses. And it is small businesses and the creation of small businesses that create jobs more than it does for large businesses. So at the moment, small businesses, I say the vast majority of which pay tax at the individual rates, are facing a marginal federal tax burden of 39.6%. When you add in state and local taxes, they're looking at 50% or more, depending on where they're located. Now, under the House and Senate bills, that 39.6% federal rate would drop in the House to a 25% rate. And for small businesses that are really small, that earn less than $150,000 a year, this is going to be somebody who is operating in terms of a service business or something like that, that would lower their rate to just 9% on their first $75,000 of income. In the Senate, they're talking about a 17.4% business income deduction. That means that if a business has $200,000 of taxable income, they would only have to pay tax on $165,000 of that, accruing the other $34,800 tax-free. That would make a big difference. That would help people to get started in small businesses. But as some people like Ron Johnson are looking for something that is perfect, as the old saying goes, that is the enemy of something that is good. We do not want to see that happen. And right now, as we're coming up to the Thanksgiving break, that is the choice that is before them. Are they going to get something done before the end of the year? Is it going to be retroactive to the beginning of the year? If it isn't, it doesn't really make any difference if the sales are going to be really big on Black Friday. If we don't do something about this oppressive tax structure, and eventually that means that we're going to have to do something about spending, and that means that we're going to have to get some real conservatives in Congress, not these phony individuals like John McCain, like Mitch McConnell, who lie to you when they want to get elected, and then when they go to Congress, they do exactly the opposite. We're going to have to turn that around. Now, there's another story. As we've been talking also today about censorship, and we saw this ramp up. Who knows what they're going to do this weekend? It seems to be the weekends where Twitter goes crazy. It was weekends where they started shutting people down. They did some more of that this weekend and then started talking about how they're going to look at your offline activity, the sites that you visit, and so forth to censor you. We've got Peter Thiel, as we saw also this last week, when we saw Google start to put pushback information against InfoWars, for example, saying, oh, this is a fake site. Beware. I don't think you want to go here. Peter Thiel may be putting some money on breaking up Google. And this is something that the Mercury News is wondering. They say, we just noticed that he made a $300,000 contribution to the campaign of Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley just before he launched an antitrust lawsuit against Google. And it's not the first time he's done that. He made a $100,000 donation to Attorney General Abbott, who's now the governor here in Texas, when he was looking at Google as well. And, of course, it is a predatory monopoly. And these others are as well. When you look at what they do to small bakers and photographers saying, no, you have to serve everybody, but they allow these people to censor tweets about DNC leaks, is that a in-kind political contribution? That's it for today's show.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.